Yesterday, I thought we had a good practice. I thought that offensively did some really good things on third down, recognizing the different blitz looks, being able to adjust the routes to the blitz looks, getting the ball there. I thought DA did a nice job with the throws that he had, and just was pleased with the progress we've made there. And defensively, continue to really work at what we need to get done on third down. And this is a really talented team. They're able to do, whether it's in their three wide receiver, one tight end set, or four wide receiver with just the running back set. They've got talented skill makers and obviously a quarterback that can get the ball to any spot on the field and also make some plays with his feet. So that's a challenge there, and understanding how we need to address that challenge. And obviously watching Chad Johnson, things that he can do, and LC, who I've known for a long time, they definitely present some problems. So that will open up to questions.
In terms of Derek Anderson, looking at the big picture on Anderson, he had his breakout season when he went 10-5, and then they slid backward. How much of it was a matter of the league catching up to him, and how much of a counter adjustment can he make to get back to having a chance to be a Pro Bowl quarterback?
Well, the what we're looking at is really this week as opposed to that bigger picture scenario. And okay, I appreciate that, but we're looking at this week and things we need to do this week. So I think that yesterday was he did a really nice job, like some of the things we did on Wednesday as well. So it's a function of being comfortable, understanding what we have to do, and then being able to execute that.
In terms of what you can conclude about Anderson and what he's capable of right now in his career, forgetting about where he might go, but this week, is he a guy who got caught up to by the rest of the league last year and needs to make a counter adjustment?
I'm sure there were a lot of things that they contributed to where the team was at that point. And again, without knowing all the things he was asked to do with the different reads, the different game plans, things like that, it's hard to give an accurate assessment on that. Really got to base it off of what we're trying to accomplish and what he does within that system.
You get a guy to cut down on his interceptions?
It's a great question. Been around that before. It's important just to understand when to take the calculated risk and when to just throw it away and go to the next play. And you never want to take away a quarterback's ability to make a decision based on what he sees. What you always want to do is make him conscious of knowing the difference between, okay, this is a good risk, and this risk is really high percentage for what the reward's going to be.
If Kenyon Coleman cannot play and Williams cannot play, who would be your backup defensive ends?
Well, CJ's played quite a bit. Big Baby's played out at defensive end as well. I feel good about where Kenyon and Corey are in their progress throughout the course of the week. So, you have to go through Friday and Saturday to see exactly where they are. But both those guys have worked outside.
Brian Daboll on the offense a little bit yesterday. But after a game, how do you evaluate the play call?
Well, you look at it in conjunction to where you are in the situation in the game, what the score is, what we expected versus what we got, what we're able to do in terms of when they give you something that's a little bit different, the ability to adjust off of that. And we try to analyze all those things. And Brian looks at all those things. The offensive staff looks at all those things. I look at it in with them as well. So we're always trying to assess and improve.
With the lack of production, it looked like
maybe there's an issue with play calling. How's it been?
I think Brian has done a good job, and I think there's obviously things that he can do better, and he is the type of guy that will go back through, analyze it, and make adjustments. And he's very smart. He's experienced on the offensive side of the ball. He's experienced on the defensive side of the ball. And I think it'll continue to improve as he goes.
Derek had also a penchant in the past for locking on the receiver, not coming off. Now, is that something mechanical that you have to change, or is that something more mental that you have to change?
I think it's similar to the secondary having to disguise the coverage. What you want to do is be able to anticipate where the route's going to be, and in doing that, if you know you're going left, being able to bring the coverage over to the right with your eyes initially. And some guys will do it for a long time, like Brett would be a guy that would stare over here and just whip it back over here, and it had been successful for him. Other guys will be a smaller look off where they may just, you know, hold the secondary for a second, which is oftentimes what you need to do to come back to where you're going. And then some guys will telegraph it a little bit more, but they are made aware of it and they work on it, and it's a range of different guys.
An overwhelming majority of anybody's interceptions are usually over the last however long are on balls intended for Braylon Edwards. And my question about that is Braylon kind of doing his own thing to get open, and should the quarterback sometimes try to adjust to what he's doing to get open, or do they have to throw the ball to a spot and he's got to be to that spot?
Well, you're always, as you drop back as a quarterback and as you run an offense, the quarterback needs to be in the right spot and needs to hit it on time. The receiver needs to be in the right spot and needs to be at the right depth. You need to make the correct adjustment to the route based on, are they rolled up? Are they not rolled up? Is it cover three? Is it cover two? So there's a lot of communication that goes on pre-snap, and there's a lot of decisions that happen post-snap. And I think that I'm not sure what the breakdown of interceptions is historically from that perspective, but oftentimes it's not clear-cut one or the other. Now, the other thing that always helps is if there is a bad throw, receiver saves it and guarantees that it doesn't get picked off, whatever he has to do. And the quarterback also has to come back, and if it's not there, make the right decision, either go to the check down or throw it away.
Things that you've seen on film, is Braylon, you know, doing what he needs to do on his route running, or does he need to do a better job of that?
Yeah, I think he's done a lot of good things with his route running, and I think that the precision of his routes has improved as he's continued to work at it. And but you go through any game, and there's multiple corrections for each guy, and that's typical. Things sometimes don't look like they normally do, or you got to adjust it. Some of it's feel, and it takes both parties to make a good decision post-snap as to where to go with the ball.
A Palmer question, and beyond the obvious and why Palmer had long drives in the second half against Pittsburgh late, because he had to push the tempo, because he was behind trying to win the game, etc. How do you explain how he goes from just a pittance of yardage in the first half and then suddenly busts out with two long ones with the game on the line?
I think it happens sometimes quite a bit. And saw a New England game there against Buffalo early in the season where not much was happening, and then things kind of broke. Been part of that on both sides, where just not quite working the way you hoped it would, and you keep adjusting, you keep reacting, you keep at it, and it starts to break. Peyton Manning's done that. I mean, I don't know how many times where it's not really going that well, then he gets hot and starts to roll. And guys like that are dangerous, because at any point they can get hot like that, and you got to try to disrupt it and bring it back in.
Manning, And, of course, Brady always gets mentioned in that breath. And when they had their 11-5 season, when Cincinnati did, it seemed like Palmer was on the cusp of joining that company. That morphs into the question of did Palmer in those long drives to beat Pittsburgh kind of remind you of the very best quarterbacks?
Well, he's I think he's played well or at a high level for a long time, and he faced some different times, and he's been able to get some throws in that are impressive, whether they're deep comebacks, seven cuts, posts. He's got an excellent arm. He's got good feet. He can create some things in the pocket. I mean, he presents a lot of problems that that group of quarterbacks present. A little different the way he gets to it, but he can present the same problems. What's that? Well, he's a pretty mobile guy, so he can create some things with his feet where, you know, some other guys may be traditionally stationary guys, and they're still creating. It's the same result. It's just how you get there.
Yeah, when we were talking to you yesterday, you were talking about sticking to your plan, and you said there are certain things that you have to continue to do, and one of them is continuing to work at what you're trying to achieve, other than obviously trying to win games. What would you say you're trying to achieve?
Well, it's a process of building the organization for the long term and getting better in each phase organizationally for the long term, whether it's coaching, whether it's player acquisition, whether it's salary cap, whether it's operations, video. There's all different components that go to building a successful organization, and those are all things that you keep working at, the composition of the team, all those things, and doing it in New York, you keep working and improving and evaluating, and it takes time, and you got to be consistent with it, and you got to work at it every day, and as you do, you continually get better. So in New England as well, you know, you work at it, and you're consistent with it and committed to it, and good things happen.
Do you think then that you could take a shortcut to quick-term success, but it wouldn't be sustained?
I think that traditionally taking shortcuts usually don't result in long-term success. And you know, I think all of our parents tell us that all the time, and we tell our kids that. You know, you got to work at it, and you got to be committed to it, and there's going to be difficult times and challenges that you have to overcome, but you work through it, you keep at it, and good things happen.
Eric, have you noticed any added resolve in the team this week that, okay, you know, we're back home, we can't play in front of our home fans like we did the last 2 weeks. We've got to get this thing stopped and turned around.
I think everybody has resolve, and everybody's committed to doing the things that we need to do to win, and seen that throughout the process, and it's doing it every single day, and making good decisions every single day, and everybody doing that each day, and it takes absolute team commitment to do that. It's important.
And Malaluga, even I think Tank Johnson had some off the field issues. I just wondered, do you have a philosophical thing against, I don't know, character guy for character is how important, or I don't know, you know.
We do have things that we look for in all of our players, and that's the core characteristics, and that's what guides us. And you know, smart guys, tough guys, hardworking guys, competitive guys, guys that are selfless, and guys that football is important to, and those things are important, and they're real, and it's something we're committed to. People make mistakes at different points, and you have to look at the mistake in the context of their whole body of work. And I'm never opposed to giving someone a second chance. It's just analyzing the whole person.
Hey, Brandon McDowell's kind of giving up a big play each week. What does he need to do better?
Brennan's a very competitive guy, and I like the way that he works with things. Now, there's some things technique-wise that he needs to really do better, and he and I have talked about that individually, and he's committed to doing those things. And the important thing for him is to keep evaluating where he can improve, and then going out each day and working on those areas, and turning into muscle memory, turning it into immediate response, and I anticipate he'll do that.
Be without Jamal again. I know you can't say for sure, but what are your thoughts there?
Well, we'll see. I think there's a chance for all the guys. It's just hard to say, and you want to go to the end to make sure that you give them the best opportunity. So I think there's a chance for all of them.
Same thing, Phil.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing for Phil. It's you know, each one of them's at a little bit different spot, and, not sure.
No instant gratification with the new regime for the fans. And then there's, local and, to a lesser extent, a national uproar about what tough shape the Browns are in. Of course, you've described a number of times that you just stick to the process and believe in that, et cetera. But for that to work, the ownership would have to, support you. Have you, Randy to an extent, but have you had to get to know him better in this climate to say, hey, I didn't say it was going to be beautiful at the start and that sort of thing, and, kind of exchange ideas about how supportive he is of you going forward?
Randy's been great, and he's committed to the things that we're equally committed to. And when Bill first got to New England, there were some tough times there. And it was tough at the beginning of the next year. But I know how we approached it. I know the way that we worked. And I know the way that the group worked. And it was, it took time. When it hit, it hit. And throughout that whole process, you're improving the team. You're improving as coaches, you're improving the organization, and experiencing from that perspective was unique. Experiencing it in New York, a little bit different, but the approach was the same. And there's certain things that I learned from my experience in being here in 95, and that that season, and then transitioning to New York with Parcells and the things that we did there, and then transitioning New England with Bill and the things that we did there. So I feel like I got a really good perspective on it, and was lucky to be around those situations to understand the difficulties that you encounter and the importance of having a plan, having a vision, sticking to it, and building both ways, short-term and long-term.
Action looks like the Jets are 3-0, so you left that team in pretty good shape. Do you take anything from that?
Yeah, I felt really good about where we were in terms of where we started organizationally and where we got to, the players that were there, the players that were brought in, and the way that they worked each day, and like to think those habits carried over, and I was proud of the people that we brought into that building, the things that we did, and the way that we built organizationally.
Is it fair to say Rex Ryan stepped into a better situation than you did?
I think that what I can say is I was really proud of things that we did there, and it was a good group of guys there, a good group of people there. And I like the group of people that we have here, too. And, every situation is different. It's how you respond to the situation, and it's how you approach each challenge that's important. And I'm sure he has challenges there, just like we have challenges here. And it's how you work at it and respond to it.
Eric, last one.
about Derek in the no huddle. Have you liked what you've seen, you know, in practice and a little bit in the preseason about him in the no huddle?
Yeah, he's we've worked on that in a couple of different ways. Some out of sort of the base offense where you can run it down and down out. Done obviously a lot of 2-minute work, and he's his comfort level there seems to be very good. So I could see that be something we go in and out of, just like we could with Brady. I thought both those guys responded well to that. All right, guys. Thank you.